majority of the time has been headed by Giuliani. But that being said, he's not always there. There are four or five amazing attorneys underneath him that we answer to. But there's a bank of a couple hundred of us, between 150 and 200, I would guess. And we basically do research all day long. We research. You know, for 3 weeks straight, I went through emails from people that we thought were connected to, from the NSA, that we thought were connected to the fraud in the election, right? Of course, when we ran across that, we also ran across some of the sex stuff, but it's been an amazing experience. I mean, I'm not ever going to say that it wasn't. I wouldn't want to do it all day, but every day, but...
I have a question.
Yeah.
When I talk to my son, he says, there is no election fraud because it's not out there. Nobody believes it.
Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. You know, you've heard about all the election fraud and then going to the courts and the courts dismissing it.
Yeah.
The courts dismissed it. They didn't let us give, they didn't, wouldn't hear the information. So there is no court at the appeal basis and above that has heard any of the election fraud information.
No court has heard
it. No court has heard it, including the Supreme Court. But let me tell you what happened at the Supreme Court. By the time it had gone through all the courts in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they wouldn't hear the cases, and the Supreme Court should have heard the case, right, which would have settled it.
Sure.
I believe, I do not have proof of this, I believe Trump asked them not to. Because at that point, had he been elected, it would have been, and they'd overturned the election, two things would have happened. A, you would have had 60 million Biden voters, and that's what there is, 60 million, not 80. 20 million votes we have proof of that were switched. So you would have had 60 million people up in arms, and for another 4 years, you would have had Antifa burning down cities, and he wouldn't have had any way to stop it, because he would have been, again, the president following of the corporation. He would not have been the president of the republic like he is really now. So
can you explain that? Because
I can explain it very easily. This stuff and the stuff that I'm telling you, you honestly, you have to look for it.
Okay.
But it is out there on the internet. It honestly is. You cannot use Google Chrome.
No.
Okay. You have to use DuckDuckGo or something else. Google Chrome's not going to get you where you want to go. Google Chrome, let's just take this little lesson here. If you look at their circle, you know how the little circle is,
yeah,
right?
666.
There's a 666 in it.
Yep.
Satan. Chrome. Adrenochrome, which is the big deal with all the children, which I'll explain in a little bit. But so they're connected, obviously, to the American Communist Party, I call them. So... And just to be clear, this is not Democrats versus Republicans or vice versa. This is good
versus
evil.
Evil.
Yep.
This is, there is just as you will see that when this is all over, there's just as many Republicans are going down as there are Democrats.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What is the next step now with all this voter fraud information?
This is what I think is going to happen. According to, again, I get military intel every day. There's three things that we live by. You never talk about your sex life, your income, or your next move, right? So they're not going to tell us exactly what's going to happen. My guess is that's why this impeachment trial is so important, because I believe some of it is going to come out. The election, well, I know that's their intention, is to come out. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been asked to be a witness, because I can only witness to an election fraud. I can't witness to anything else. Right? So they have no proof of an insurrection. We have tapes after tapes after tapes, if you know what an insurrection is, or that's what they're accusing them of. So we have tapes after tapes that Antifa started this and all the crap that goes with it. I mean, they don't have a case. That's probably my phone. It's probably my kid going to room or not. I'll grab it in a second. So that it's just case after case of all of this BS, you know. Now I lost my train of thought with the kids staying there. So that's where we're at with this. So what was the rest of the question? Somebody wanted to know over
next,
here.
The next step.
The next step. I think that it's going to I think that the election fraud is gonna be part of the whole impeachment thing, okay? So let's be really clear. It doesn't matter if Trump gets impeached. It doesn't matter. But it matters to the standpoint, there's 60 million people out there are gonna be really ticked off when he takes office again, and he's been impeached, you know? And I mean, he's been impeached now in the House and the Senate. So if they actually, even though it's unconstitutional to do what they're doing, you know, that they don't follow any rules, right? They just don't follow. Yeah. I don't think this is going to end well for them. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah. The left or whoever is, who's ever in charge. It's not just the left. I mean, all the people that want him to be impeached so he can't run again.
So Marlene, you just said whoever's in charge on the left. Who is in charge on the right? Like, tell me.
Mitch McConnell, he rides the fence. He rides the fence because his wife has a company that's got Chinese that is funded by the Chinese Communist Party. So, you know, he rides that fence. He, you know, they pull him both ways. The Republicans pull him a little. The Democrats pull him a little. You know, Satan pulls him a little. You know.
I guess I didn't answer or I didn't ask the correct question. Who is in charge of our country right now?
Yeah, the military.
Okay.
The military has the Insurrection Act was, if you listen to if you go out on the internet, it says the 9th of January. I believe it was the 11th of January that he signed the Insurrection Act that became, the military took over. He basically ran the country till he left office. He's actually still running the country. The military has the force to do the military. He had to give them power because they have to do the military tribunals. That's the only way we're going to get rid of the evil in this country, period.
Is that why all the military is still in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, they're not.
They just brought in more.
They're not scheduled to leave either.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
So are they there for Trump?
Know this too?
Well, they absolutely have to know it. I mean, good grief. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, your guess is as good as mine. You know, right now it's an acting game. So let's just play the game with them, right? So they're not running anything. So, you know, let's look back. You guys can look this up on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not something you can't see. You don't have to depend on me for this information. I'm just going to give it to you. Several things happened here right from the very beginning. I have customers in Denmark who saw the inauguration 9 hours before it happened.
Mm.
Okay? He called me up and he goes, hey, I thought your president was getting inaugurated tomorrow. And I said, he goes, I just saw it on my TV. Okay. So,
are these executive orders that he's putting out, are they real or are they
no.
just...
They're not real.
No, but other countries are thinking they are.
Well, everybody thinks they are because, like everything else, everybody believes the media, right? So I can tell you right now, I know people who work on the wall that have stopped construction, but they have not been served with any papers to stop building the wall. They've not been served with any. So, but the media says they have to stop the wall, so they stop building the wall.
Mm.
That said they had to stop the pipeline, so they stopped building the pipeline. And so, just to be clear, Biden backtracked on the pipeline today. Well, he backtracked because they figured out they didn't have to stop. So, okay, so he's got to backtrack because now they're going to go back to work.
So Pelosi, you said, was indicted.
There are lots of people who have been indicted that have not been arrested. Pelosi's been arrested. Because if you notice her out in public, she always has federal marshals with her for about the last 2 or 3 weeks.
So are they playing this game thinking that somehow it's going to turn around and benefit them somehow?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think both sides are playing a game, right?
Yeah.
Trump's playing them so that people understand what this party is all about.
Yeah.
And what they would do if they ran the country. Because if he had just stepped in, think of the uproar this country would have been in with all those people that thought he was a dictator and stole the election,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So people have to understand. And I don't know if this group listens to prophets or whatever. And I've never been a huge fan, but But there is one prophet out there that seems to be right on the money. He's passed away. His name was Kim Clement. If you've not watched him, you need to watch him. Because he has been right on the money with the things that have happened and are happening in our country. And one of his prophecies, he says that this country has to come to its knees. Mm-hmm. I would have hoped that meant in prayer. I'm not sure that's what that means. I think we have to be on, come to our knees financially and open our hearts and minds to what's going on and be receptive to what's going to, the good things that are going to be coming out into this country. And right now, we're not there. I mean, even though there's 90 million of us that voted for Trump, there's a lot of us that are not believers. We're believers in Christ, but we're not believers that Donald Trump is going to be the president. We're not believers that God's going to take care of this country. We're not believers of any of those things. And we need to wake those people up. That's why I'm here. I want you to go do the same thing that I'm doing. And no, you don't have to sit in front of a group of 40 people and talk. But if you tell one or two other people, your Christian friends, your conservative friends, you can tell your liberal friends, but you might as well, you know, for a minute, you might as well hang out. You're just going to aggravate yourself to not telling anybody. You might as well just stop for a minute. And so eventually they're going to listen, but it's going to take a little while. But it's not going to take a long time.